From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. France hosting an international conference to promote a two-state solution for peace in the Middle East. Delegates from more than 70 countries are attending the Paris meeting to state their opposition to Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem. Neither Israeli nor Palestinian representatives are attending the meeting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Paris meeting is futile and rigged. He said this conference is among the last spasms of yesterday's world. Tomorrow will look different, and tomorrow is very close. Days before the U.S. holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., President-elect Donald Trump attacked Congressman John Lewis after Lewis, a civil rights legend in his own right, said he does not consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president due to what he believes were Russia's attempts to help candidate Trump win the presidency. In a couple of tweets, Mr. Trump said instead of criticizing him, the lawmaker should concentrate on serving his constituents. Those tweets provoked critical responses. Leading up to the president-elect's inauguration, demonstrations have occurred and because of several campaign promises in Washington.
You may switch presidents, but we just gonna switch legs and keep on marching. We won't back down. We won't be trumped. We won't be trumped.
It was the Reverend Al Sharpton who led one protest. There was also a rally supporting immigrant and minority rights. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say that at least seven civilians were killed, two wounded, when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Nangarhar province, which shares a border with Pakistan. The violence happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same region abducted 13 seminary teachers. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb in a region where the Taliban actively conducts insurgent activities. Extremists linked to the Islamic State have established bases in several remote districts. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow has met in Mali with world leaders trying to arrange a peaceful outcome of his country's leadership crisis. Barrow was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin. Yahya Jammeh, who has been in power in Gambia since a coup in 1994, originally accepted defeat, but then reversed himself and filed suit to challenge the result, citing voting irregularities. Meantime, the Economic Community of West African States intends to seek the formal approval of the UN Security Council to deploy troops to Gambia. Jammeh refuses to step down as scheduled this week. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the six-year-long civil war in Syria. But they say a planned meeting later this month should be seen only as a first step towards the resumption of the long-stalled UN-backed Geneva peace process. The president of the Philippines is threatening martial law for his country. Speaking to members of the Chamber of Commerce, Rodrigo Duterte said, "The war on drugs descends into something really, really virulent, then he would declare martial law. No one would be able to stop me," he said. He also said that the aim of such a move would be to preserve the Filipino people and the youth of the land. The controversial president has pledged to wipe out illegal drugs. In the first 6 months of his drug crackdown, nearly 6,000 people have been killed by police and vigilante squads. The private space exploration company SpaceX has conducted its first successful launch since the explosion of a rocket on the launch pad in September. SpaceX sent a rocket into space Saturday from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus announced Saturday the greatest show on Earth will close forever in May after 146 years.
It's been through world wars. It's been through every kind of economic cycle. And it's been through a lot of change.
Kenneth Feld, chairman and CEO of the show, producer, he said he and his family came to the difficult decision to end the circus after much evaluation and deliberation. The circus with its exotic animals, flashy costumes, and death-defying acrobats has been a staple of entertainment in the United States since the 1800s.
The latest world news from VOA.